everyone, and welcome to the show. Of course, we're still in Washington, D.C. tonight. We're so happy you guys are joining us. And well, we're going to kick off tonight's show with a very, very interesting segment because, well, it has to do with the FBI not doing their job by actually going after terrorists. And that's the part we're going to drive home here. But the theme of today's show is going to be the weaponization of our federal government. And that's why this fits in so perfectly, of course. So you might have seen this video over the weekend. It was over. It took place in Michigan in a city called Dearborn. It was a group of pro-Palestinian protesters outside. And well, they were chanting death to America, of course. Let's take a listen.
Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America. Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth." And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant "Death to Israel" has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
Well, if there was going to be an actual domestic terrorist list, I'd probably suspect those individuals being added to it, but not the federal agencies that we have these days. It's likely you and I will end up on it just because, well, our beliefs are different than the regimes. And that person will just get a little write-off. Nothing too serious. Joining me now to discuss all of this is Kingsley Wilson. She joins us today in Washington, D.C. Now, Kingsley, you are with the Center of Renewing America. We love everyone over there. And you do their digital media and strategic communication. So thank you for joining us. I want to talk about that video because it's pretty outrageous. Okay, the FBI, first off, because I did vet this. I reached out to the FBI, asked them if those individuals are going to be investigated. And, well, the FBI didn't get back to us, of course. So would you be surprised if those individuals do not end up on a terror watch list?
I wouldn't be surprised. And I'm not surprised that the FBI didn't respond to your inquiry because they're more focused on people who peacefully protested at Jan 6, people who go to Latin Mass, people who want to be involved in their children's school board meetings. That's who the FBI is targeting, not people like this. They're not focused on terrorists that are living within this country and are crossing our southern border illegally every single day. And I think, you know, you hear a lot of Republicans talk about how the illegal immigration crisis is really just importing people that don't share our values. They could be from terror hotspots. They could have criminal pasts or histories. But a lot of Republicans don't also talk about legal immigrants. There are a lot of people who have come to the United States legally under, you know, Democrat regimes, whether it was Obama, whether it was Biden. And they, again, do not share that culture. They don't share an appreciation of our founding. You hear them chanting death to America, death to Israel. These are people that are bringing foreign grievances here, foreign ideologies that don't play well with the American belief system. And that's something that I think we need to start to discuss as a country, because we can't have a people if we don't have one culture, right? Our country is only going to work if we agree on our American foundations, ideals, what those things are. And that's something that I think going forward, Republican administrations will bring to the forefront.
Well, that's what's so important too, right? I would agree with that. There's so many people who want to sit there and talk about, oh, immigration, we need to fix our immigration laws. I'd say we need to fix who we're actually bringing in, because it's fine that we don't have to live amongst everyone. Like, we have to be able to just kind of accept the fact that not everyone likes the United States, and we probably shouldn't bring them in here because, well, there's people in the Middle East and they might be correct in some cases during the Bush administration, of course, but they don't really like us. And that's okay. They don't have to come here though. And we shouldn't be taking them in. We shouldn't have our arms wide open for them because, well, that's what we get. That's the result. And we see this playing out all the time. We have members of Congress who hate this country and they let us know it all the time. Kinsley, when does this end? Because it seems like they continue to go after us and sit there and bash us as Americans and tell us that we need to change when our country's been around for years and years and years and decades, and we have never had any real issues. We're thriving. They're coming from countries that aren't thriving. So why are we the ones being told that we have to change?
We're definitely reaching a boiling point. I think you're absolutely correct. And you hear people on the left talk about, oh, the Great Replacement, it's some right-wing fringe conspiracy theory, but we're seeing it happen in real time. States like this, Michigan, used to be, you know, conservative strongholds. They used to be reliable Republican districts, but now we look at places like Dearborn and it looks like a Somali city, right? Or you look where Ilhan Omar comes from in Minnesota. So we've seen rapid change of various communities across this country, and that is a direct result of immigration. We have made a choice in this country, as you said, to let everybody in, to not vet people, to not make sure that they don't just not have a criminal history, but that they adhere to our beliefs and our values and our American identity. Because if America is just an idea, that's where, you know, we're left with this liberal ideology. Anyone can come here. Anyone can be who, you know, a voting citizen or things of that nature. But there's something more, I think, to being an American citizen. It is a tethering to our founding, right? An appreciation for our Constitution. You see conservatives talk about how important that is in this country. And you see Democrats veering away from it because they want to be this kind of, you know, diverse population where people might not know what George Washington thought. They might not understand our Bill of Rights, because that will make it that much easier for Democrats to become tyrants, right? If no one left in this country knows what we are about, what we were created to be. So I think conservatives need to make sure that we're always pushing our constitutional values first. And that's why you see a lot of conservative parents, I think, fighting for that in the classrooms. Kids today are being taught that America's founding was evil. And we need to push back against that early on to make sure that we don't have kids that eventually become voting adults that have no respect for where we came from.
Yeah, I think it's really important too. And I see so many Americans who are concerned, parents especially, and now they've decided to homeschool their children, rightfully so, because they can't trust the public school system these days, even private schools. It's all becoming so corrupt. And so it's disheartening to see they're teaching young people to hate America when in fact, this is the best country in the world. And sadly, they're going to find out the hard way if we actually lose what we have here in the country. I wanted to bring up something else. I thought it was really interesting. It's causing kind of a little bit of a debate within the conservative movement right now. But President Donald Trump came out and he stated that he supports abortion being a state's issue, not a federal issue. So let's listen to the clip that he posted on Truth Social.
This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. Was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline.
Now, Kinsley, the debate here is that he has to win over moderates. And there's a Gallup poll that came out last year that I wanted to highlight. When it comes to abortion, 34% of people they polled said they believe that abortion should be legal under any circumstance. 51% said it should be legal under certain circumstances. And 13% said it should be illegal under all circumstances. So obviously, within the conservative world, we'd all say it probably should, I think most of us, it should be illegal under all circumstances, but he has to pull moderates. He has to bring them in. Do you think that's the correct messaging he should be putting out there right now on the campaign trail?
I think absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of this criticism from the right is really misplaced. Trump is the most pro-life president of my lifetime. And I say that as, you know, a single issue voter, really. Pro-life issues are very important to me. I disagree with Trump a little bit. I don't believe in exceptions. I know he does. But I think that Republicans have for decades really missed the mark in messaging to conservative women and to liberal women about the abortion issue across this country. And what you have to understand is that Trump is a pragmatist. He is a deal maker. And he wants both sides to be able to reach a compromise, because if we continue to push super radical things that maybe the culture isn't there, we're going to get just blown away at the ballot box in November. I think he understands that. He is a statesman. And what you have to understand too about young women, you know, I'm 25 years old. A lot of my peers are very left-wing, right? Because they've been indoctrinated in different colleges by feminism. Their thoughts of the world aren't necessarily what mine are as a conservative woman. I would say I'm somewhat of an outlier. When I tell people I just want to be a mom someday, they look at me like I have three heads, you know, because that's what what feminism tells you is evil. But I think a lot of women have grown up, my age in particular, with Roe propaganda being pushed down their throats. It's been ingrained into them. So it's going to take time for us, I think, to chip away at that and to really combat that. And that's what Trump's trying to do, right? What the left does so successfully is when they run, you see Joe Biden do this even in the last election, they run like moderates, they run as rationalists, but then they govern like radicals. And I think that Republicans can do that very same thing and be successful at the ballot box, win elections, and then protect life as Trump did in his last term.
Yeah, and I guess what's so important to drive home here, he did do so much for the pro-life movement. And we could have the disagreements, but we have to get him in the office. I mean, there's no other option, quite frankly. So I understand criticism when we're in a primary season. That's fair to kind of vet it out and see both sides. But the primary is over. We're focused on November these days. We need him in the White House. We really can't, our country can't afford not to have him in the White House at this point. So this is a top priority for us and so many other Americans out there. And I like how you said it. You know, so many of Joe Biden pretended to be moderate. He is far, far left. We all know it now. We actually had Jason Whitlock on yesterday, who was talking about several social media influencers and celebrities like The Rock, Stephen A. Smith, and all of them are pretending to be moderate because, well, they don't think probably Joe Biden's going to be the actual nominee. And so they're going to have to swing their support for somebody else. And we all know, you know, back in 2020, they all endorsed him. So this is their president and they're all trying to back away slowly from it because they're looking for somebody else. So again, folks, this is kind of the political game here that the left tends to play. So I'm glad he came out and said it because we do need to get ahead of the messaging. We also know that Kamala Harris keeps putting out tweets talking about federal abortion bans. And that's to go and to poke at kind of like the fear-mongering tactic that so many lefties think they have. And just moderates, a lot of moderates, just it's a 3-month rule for them. And so let's just get him in the White House. That's what we're
agree. And I think that this messaging, as you've said, will 100% get him there. Yeah. And it's messaging too, that a lot of these pro-life organizations that are, you know, anti-Trump now, having seen the statement that he put out, it's messaging that they've been pushing for too, right? They've always said, even before Trump came along, if we do get Roe v. Wade overturned, we want this to go back to the states and then we'll continue to move the ball down the field, downfield from there. So, you know, I think we've seen even a reversal on some of the pro-life organizations' fronts, and they need to get behind Trump and support him because obviously the alternative will be much worse. We are in the business of saving lives, I think, when it comes to the pro-life issue. What will save the most lives? And that is definitely having Trump in the White House. So we need to make sure that we all get behind him. And you hear a lot of people say that this will force, you know, conservative Christians to stay home. I don't think that's the case. They are not going to vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They're not going to sit this one out. It is too important. They are going to vote for Trump. So I don't think Trump loses any votes by making a statement like this. And as I said earlier, I think he comes across as reasonable and a rationalist because this is an emotional issue. I think it's not, you know, budget cuts or tax cuts or something like that. This is on the hearts and minds of every American woman and just really family in particular. So I think messaging in a little bit of a softer tone will do well for him.
I agree. Kinsley Wilson, thank you for joining us. We greatly appreciate it. And thanks for having us in DC. I know you're here all the time. I'm never here, so it's good to see you.
Yeah, you came from your swamp to our own, I guess. So great to join you.
I did. Thank you. I want to tell you guys about my friend Allie. Allie is always complaining about her feet hurting because she's always in heels and working on them. And so I gifted her the new My Slippers 2.0. And let me tell you something, guys, it's been a complete game changer for Allie. You see, Allie tells me now it feels like she's walking on clouds because these slippers are so soft and the cushioning on them is perfect. She is so happy with her new My Slippers 2.0 that she's bragging about it to everyone. And well, if you go on MyPillow.com right now, you'll notice that everyone's talking about these slippers. They're incredible. So right now you have to head over to MyPillow.com and secure your slippers right now. Now, if you want to save up to 66% off, you got to do it by using promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Again, make sure you're using promo code Brianna if you want to secure your 66% off and get them now before they sell out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow, towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.